KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. Before we begin, let me clarify two important details. One, I am not in the feature film business. Over the years, I found it not terribly hospitable to the writer. Oh, sure, some writers thrive in it, but I'm the kind of writer who also likes to barge onto the set and tell the actors how to do the scene. In other words, I'm a television writer, and in the feature film business, that's known as a director, so I've steered clear of that. And here's the second detail. I don't know much or really anything about feature film finance. I've been involved in a couple of independent film financing efforts, but mostly that entailed me sitting in meetings, nodding at words I didn't understand, and then trying to fit in by saying things like, hey, we're talking foreign, right? In a gruff and knowing tone of voice. So to sum up, not in the feature business, not knowledgeable about feature film finance, so the next 2 minutes of noise coming out of my mouth may, in fact, enrage those of you listening who are proficient in both, but here goes. When Relativity, the high-flying and murkily financed film company run by high-flying and murkily financed film impresario Ryan Kavanaugh, went belly up a few weeks ago, filing Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Well, okay, I know enough about finance in general to know that Chapter 11 isn't really belly up. That's Chapter 7. Chapter 11 is, give us a second, okay? We know a guy who's got some money, and there's some money we're expecting next week, and we just need a little more time, okay? Well, that's what Relativity filed. It filed for reorganization or restructuring, what American Express won't let you do, by the way. But the situation was the company either grew too fast or spent too much or made too little or borrowed too freely or some combination of all of those, and so had to file Chapter, and now it's being sorted out and prepared to be sold in what's supposed to be an orderly fashion but probably won't be, because we're talking about $1 billion, basically. And when distressed bankers and private equity investors and nervous creditors and $1 billion are all tossed into a cage together to sort out who gets what, well, someone always ends up on the menu. Now, I make no claims about the character or rectitude or financial honesty or acumen of Relativity founder Ryan Kavanaugh. A lot of smart people gave him their money to spend in the movie business. I can only assume they did some due diligence. But the movie business, no matter what anyone says, and no matter how insistent anyone is that they've discovered an algorithm that guarantees success, well, it's as close to a game of craps as possible. But remember, the craps is, as everyone knows, the best odds game you could play in a casino gambling context, which Hollywood definitely is. But okay, whatever. Look, Relativity made a lot of movies. Not all of them, not most of them, were successful or successful enough to keep it out of the chapters. But it made them. And by made them, I mean in the essential Hollywood context. People got paid to act, shoot, design, script supervise, edit, produce, location scout, build, score, record, sweeten, color correct, print, telecine, transfer, drive, cook, guard, pull cable, check gates, upload, dirt fix, market, social media promote, cater, direct, develop, write, rewrite, collate, flatter, and flack, each one, which is not bad, really. I mean, it's a good little economic ecosystem. So, yes, I get that some of us in this business who are smarter and savvier than I for sure may snicker and laugh at the fast fall of the brash and apparently often unlikable founder of Relativity. But a lot of people who work in this town are probably eager for the next one to appear, for the next chapter to start. And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll have a meeting. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.